the American dream. His last breath, he'll always be a soldier.
Heard on great radio stations all across America. It's The National Defense with Randy Miller and Jerry Newberry.
The National Defense is made possible by Ford. Go further. By The Home Depot. More saving, more doing. By ADT Security. More than just a line in the sand. By VSP. For more information on how VSP can help you with your corrective vision needs, visit their website at VSP.com. And by Farmers Insurance. At Farmers, we know a thing or two because we've seen a thing or two. Find an agent at farmers.com.
This is the National Defense, Randy Miller with Jerry Newberry, and Jerry, as always, our dedication.
Hey, this show's for you, the men and women serving in our military. It's for the millions of veterans out there, and it's for all their families. We're here for you. We love you. God bless you.
So we were just talking about this, how much we both love Amazon.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, is there anything better than Amazon?
I took note this morning.
Yeah.
My brand new holster I have in my pocket.
Yep.
My smart plugs, my TV mount, Alexa.
Yeah, right.
You know, I'm looking around my house and I'm thinking, and in fact, last week I was like, man, I haven't ordered anything in all week. I got to get on this.
Amazon withdrawal. Yeah. I got my wife from Amazon.
Oh, you did?
2 days.
Oh, man.
And the reason we're talking about Amazon is because we have the man, Colonel Bo Higgins, is with us from Amazon. Colonel, how are you?
I'm great. How are you today, gentlemen?
Doing great, man. What a cool job to be the military affairs person with Amazon and kind of oversee what they do with veterans. How long have you been with Amazon now?
I've been with Amazon almost 2 years. It'll be 2 years in August. And honestly, it feels like a dream come true every day.
I'll bet.
It's a great place to work. Yep.
I'll bet. But,
well, in spite of what some people might say about Amazon, I think Amazon is like great. It's transformed. It's helping to transform America.
Well,
I think it's great.
Not only that, it has saved the United States Post Office. It has saved the United States Post
Absolutely.
Office. Absolutely.
Yeah. And it takes, for men anyway, who abhor going shopping.
Oh, man.
Man, I love it.
Yeah, and Bo Higgins is the leader of Amazon's military talent acquisition team. And Amazon is all over it about hiring veterans, aren't they, Bo?
We are indeed. It's been a pleasure to work there and just see the commitment that Amazon has made to hiring veterans. And it's something we've done forever. It's something that, you know, we've always had a focus on hiring veterans. But about 2 years ago in May of 2016, Jeff Bezos went to the White House and made a public pledge for Amazon to hire 25,000 veterans and military spouses over a five-year period. So, you know, something we've always done, but really ramped it up a few years ago. As Amazon continues to grow, we continue to grow, you know, our veteran presence and really value the leadership that veterans bring to the table for us.
Yeah, and I'll tell you something else that Amazon does very well is they hire some very smart people. And I think you're a great example, Colonel. Let's talk about your military experience for just a little bit. Can you kind of elaborate on that? You've done a lot over 25 years.
Sure. Again, 25 years in the Marine Corps, came into the Marine Corps right out of the University of Virginia. And really, I thought it was something I would do for 3.5 years and kind of go back and get my MBA. But I fell in love with it. I fell in love with the culture, with the people, and the challenges that the Marine Corps provided for me and the opportunities. And again, it just was one of those fits that for me was perfect. I came in as an intelligence officer, a signals intelligence officer, actually, but was fortunate to be in the right place at the right time, or some might say the wrong place in the wrong time, but was able to deploy over to Somalia, 3 tours in Iraq, 3 tours in Afghanistan, Bosnia. I had the true pleasure to be the commanding officer of 1st Recon Battalion and the commanding officer of Headquarters Battalion, 2nd Marine Division. So, you know, just blessed and fortunate to serve with some fantastic, sailors, Marines, airmen, soldiers, you know, across the globe, and couldn't have been happier with my career.
Yeah, and for those that don't know, making rank in the Marine Corps isn't easy. And when you achieve field grade status, I mean, that's something that's... uniquely special, I think. There's not a lot of people who can say they were a Marine Corps colonel.
No, some of it's just timing and the people you work with, and it's about the team. You know, you never get there alone. The reason you're successful, whether it's Amazon or the Marine Corps, is because of the team you work with. And usually, if you empower them and get out of their way, your team is going to help you get where you got to go. I mean, that's just leadership, and that's what, you know, being in the military gives you, that leadership skill set, which also obviously translates over to Amazon as well.
Well, that was going to be my next question: how the military creed, the creed of warriors, if you will, transfers itself to Amazon.
And it's a very direct correlation. And if you look at, and I talk to dozens of transitioning military every day, and what I tell them to do is go look at Amazon's leadership principles. And the leadership principles at Amazon are what is really, you know, the core and part and parcel of what we're all about. And all of them relate very much to the military. But in particular, when you see things like having a bias for action, delivering results, I mean, those type of things are things we are used to in the military. And at the end of the day, at Amazon, it is all about customer obsession, though. So, you know, we need to be customer obsessed. Like in the military, you need to be focused on your Marines or your sailors or your soldiers or your airmen. So it translates very well. Those skill sets that we're looking for at Amazon are the ones that you had in the military. And I talk to folks all the time, and I'll tell them, you know, I can teach you the skill set. The technical skill set Amazon needs, I can teach you that. I can't teach leadership.
Yeah.
And that's what you bring from the military, that leadership piece, you know, and then, you know, from there, we'll give you the rest of the things you need to be successful, you know, in the Amazon side of the house, on the technical side.
So I got to believe that Mr. Bezos had a hand in this. And where did he adapt that philosophy?
I mean, those are the founding principles when Amazon started, in his garage as a bookseller years ago.
Hey, can I interrupt you here quickly here, Bo? I just heard this story yesterday about Jeff Bezos in his garage, that his desk was actually his door to the garage.
Really?
Like he took his door off the hinges and that was his desk. Is that amazing?
Exactly right. And I think it's one of those, one of our other leadership principles is frugality, and that was a great example.
Yeah, right.
I did that, and then landlord called craps on me.
Yeah.
Right.
So anyway, that was. Do you have any idea how he came up with that philosophy? What instilled that in him?
I'll tell you a funny anecdote. We still all use door desks now, for one thing, but those philosophies were part of his initial team. He realized, I think, at an early stage, the need to have those core principles of what Amazon was all about. And again, I think especially as we scale to the level we are now, those leadership principles are not something that's just this random mission statement that's out there that no one ever reflects on. That's the language of Amazon. The leadership principles are our language. That's what connects these folks, whether you're in operations working in a warehouse, whether you're in the corporate office, whether you're in Amazon Web Services. That is what binds us all together and makes the culture still able to be consistent as we continue to grow. I think that was always something that you may see, you know, some places where that they're just words on a page. These are definitely not words on a page.
Yeah.
This is really what is truly the ethos for all of us that binds us together, no matter where you work in Amazon. And again, back to the part of the veteran piece of it. It is something that if any veteran reads those leadership principles,
right,
they'll say, hey, that's what I'm doing now. I can do this. And I'm like, you're right. You're exactly right. You can do this. And we want you to come over on and join this next team and be part of the Amazon team.
Yeah, we're talking to Colonel Bo Higgins, and he's the leader of Amazon's military talent acquisition team. And, Bo, you mentioned you're still using the desk, the door desks? No.
Door desks are a staple in Amazon to this day.
Everyone really?
That's something that's one of those things that happened back in the day has become part of the Amazon culture.
That's
cool.
Yeah.
It's pretty cool. It keeps you grounded and remembers where your roots were in frugality in particular. It's not about all the trappings of the office. It's about, you know, getting back to the customer. And if we can save money on a desk, and we can make it a better experience.
That's funny.
Yeah.
Hey, you know, you were talking about the military and how, you know, always forward thinking. It's amazing to me with Amazon. I mean, Amazon could stop right now and be the greatest company ever.
Yes.
Right? But it just keeps, you keep moving forward, and every day there's a new development or a new rumor or a new something about Amazon is going into this segment and this other category.
Here's what I anticipate, that one of these days very soon, I'm going to wake up in the morning, pour my coffee, and I'm going to say, I want some eggs and bacon. Yeah, I'm going to pick up my iPhone.
Yeah.
And I'm going to hit a couple buttons, and voila.
Yeah.
There's going to be a drone delivering me hot bacon and eggs.
You're right. Exactly. How close are we to that, Bo?
I can't comment on that one, but it wouldn't surprise me if it happens soon. I'm amazed every day.
Yeah.
I literally, like y'all, I think, you know, when you read the Amazon news, I'm like, wow, we do that? We do that? I mean, it is fascinating.
Yeah.
to see, you know, where are we going in innovation. And I think it's the spirit of innovation that you're surrounded by super smart people trying to solve super hard problems. And again, you never know where it's going to go next. And
right.
Again, that's why I tell, you know, when I talk to these veterans, I'm like, hey, you know, the hardest part about getting is get your foot in the door somewhere, and where it takes you could be somewhere you never even thought you would go in Amazon, because no one can predict. I have no
right.
idea what the next innovation is going to be. My job is to go out there and find great military talent, great military leaders, and get them in the door. And from there, the world becomes their oyster. It really does.
I mean, Jerry, we might be talking to Bo Higgins in 10 years and saying, ladies and gentlemen, the CEO of Amazon.
Or your general, we'd be calling him general.
Yeah, exactly.
I don't know about that. But.
Well, you know, one thing I don't mean to be critical. I'm not trying to be critical.
Oh, no.
Because who am I? No, all I'm going to say is, man, this is such great news for veterans.
Yeah.
And quite frankly, I didn't know. I didn't know.
I know.
This.
I know it.
So why are you guys being so quiet about it? Make some noise.
Hey, we're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back here with Colonel Bo Higgins from Amazon on the National Defense. Welcome back to the National Defense. Randy Miller and Jerry Newberry and Colonel Bo Higgins. He's doing it at Amazon.
I say this, you know, kind of my elevator pitch about veterans is, it doesn't matter what your rank is, doesn't matter what your MOS is, somewhere at Amazon, I need you. You know,
yeah.
You know, if you need a part-time job, you know, just loading trucks, I got that. If you're a senior, you know, officer and you want to be, you know, in management, I need that. I need program managers. I need HR people. You know, you name it. Somewhere in Amazon, I need it. So,
I love what you said too, Bo, about, you know, get your foot in the door, and you don't know where it's going to go from there.
The sky's the limit.
And I think that a lot of times, not just with veterans, but with everybody, I think they kind of have a limitation set in their mind about, I don't want to do that for the rest of my life. And especially with a company like Amazon, you're going to be doing everything. I mean, there's spots for you everywhere,
yeah.
Right?
No doubt about it. And again, I think that's part of the education process. And my job in this role is to be the advocate for Amazon out there and to educate veterans on what opportunities are out there. They may think of it only as a job in a warehouse.
Right.
So there are those. There are much more than that, right? I need corpsmen and medics to work in these facilities as well. And they're like, wow, you need that? I'm like, yeah, I need that too. You know, so. Just to don't limit yourself is really kind of your point there, and very true. You may have to, you know, it's your path into Amazon can be indirectly getting in, but again, what the opportunities are down the line are just tremendous. They really are. Just you know, figure out your way in and then grow from there.
So your point is that there's much more than just working in a working as an order picker. And loading trucks in a distribution center. I mean, you're talking about how big is Amazon?
That's a good question. I was wondering that the same thing. Yeah.
You know, give us some perspective on it as far as
numbers of people.
Yeah,
and
distribution centers, things like that.
Well, I know when I don't know the current numbers exactly. I mean, we're over 300,000 in the United States right now. And that doesn't even include the global footprint. But for some perspective, 5 years ago, it was 50,000 or less than that. So
wow.
I mean, just the scale of growth is what is the amazing thing to appreciate.
Yeah.
To have gone to over 300,000 in a five, you know, seven-year time frame is amazing. And we're continuing to grow. That's the beauty. That's why I need veterans.
Okay.
And not only in just one segment of it, but, you know, you mentioned medics, and I know that Amazon recently has a partnership now with Cerner and some other people to develop their own wellness programs and different things. I mean, that's the kind of thing that you just don't know what's going to be next for Amazon.
How many Marines are in the Marine Corps?
About 178,000, I believe, 180, somewhere around there.
So you got a couple entire Marine Corps.
Right.
Wow. That's a way to look at it.
Yeah,
wow.
That is amazing. And, hey, Bo, I wanted to ask you, with the just remaining time that we have, I know that you you talk about hiring veterans, but now you guys have a big effort to hire military spouses as well, right?
We do. That's something that we really started that focus about a year and a half ago. And it's kind of been one of those things where we learn through experience, you know, what does a military spouse want and need? You know, they're going to be somewhere maybe a little bit remote. They're going to be somewhere where they are, you know, wed to being home more.
Right.
If their spouse is deployed. So you need roles that are virtual. That are transportable, right? If your spouse PCS is somewhere, you need to be able to move that type of job. So we've really looked hard at that virtual customer service space. And last year alone hired over 2,000 military spouses into those roles.
You're doing such a wonderful job. What a great, fun thing to do.
Man, I'd love to have that job.
Well, and
look out, Bo.
I can imagine, you know, in the next, I don't know, you never know about Amazon, but, you know, right now the number is the pledge to hire 25,000 veterans over a five-year period. We'll see what happens to that number.
I'll bet it's more than that.
Yeah, I'll bet it is. Hey, Bo, thank you so much for your time. What I'd like to do, I want to send you this segment probably in about a week. If you can click here, we'll have it to you in 2 days.
Sounds great. Look forward to it, gentlemen.
Now, see, Bo didn't even get my joke.
No.
One click.
You didn't get my joke.
I've got your joke. We put one click delivery.
Nobody gets his jokes most of the time.
That's true. I got it.
Thank you, Colonel. We'll talk to you again soon.
It's a pleasure. Thanks, gentlemen.
Welcome back to the National Defense. It's Randy Miller, Jerry Newberry. Jerry, you want to read that letter you brought in?
Yeah. It's something I checked my mailbox this morning, and I get stuff like this almost every day.
Right.
It said, you have completed your waiting period and may now access your equity reserves of several thousand dollars or other VA mortgage guarantee benefits.
Yeah. So you can apply for a loan.
Well, so that's what I'm thinking.
Yeah.
But I don't even know who this is from.
Well,
they give me a phone number to call.
We're going to figure this out. Joe Murren is the chairman emeritus of New Day USA. He's the former president of Jenny May. Nobody better to talk to about this stuff. Joe, how are you?
I'm good. How about you, gentlemen, this morning?
So does that sound familiar?
Oh, God, yes, it does. I mean, you know, there are so many actors out there that we'll send out these direct mail pieces to our nation's veterans, trying to get them interested in a reduction in interest rate of their existing loans. And, you know, this is what we call in the business churning, where you know, you'll get you'll get a predator.
Yeah.
That'll go after a veteran and say, well, look, Mr. Veteran, you have this loan out there. How about if I reduce that loan by a quarter point or 25 basis points and we'll put these fees in? But you don't have to worry about paying any fees because we'll just add them into your unpaid balance of your mortgage. And, you know, the veteran, well, geez, maybe you're going to save me $40 a month. Well, you know, that sounds okay. Nothing out of my pocket. But if there really is, because they really don't understand that these unpaid fees are getting added to the balance of their mortgage, and it might take them 4, 5, 6 years before they even get back to square one again.
Well, if their escrow amount doesn't go up,
that's
right. That's exactly right.
Yeah.
So it's a practice that, you know, these truly are predators. And,
criminals.
It is. I mean, because they prey on people who they believe aren't going to investigate, maybe smart enough, or whatever the hell it is. And then what happens is they taint the whole business of helping the veteran community.
Yeah.
And because every time that happens, you know, the Congress gets involved and finger pointing starts, and you know, everybody becomes then the righteous.
Right. Everybody wants the credit for yelling about it the loudest.
Especially now, because
you know, everybody wants to be righteous and they want the credit. But you know, at the end of the day, from my perspective, you know, these predators have to be stopped. And I believe that the VA and others are in a position to make it economically unfeasible for them to operate.
So how do they know I'm a veteran? Why am I getting this stuff?
There are veteran lists out there, but more importantly, what they generally do is they'll buy information from county records.
Ah.
That if you have a mortgage that's recorded in a county courthouse, there are companies out there that buy or accumulate information on who's got mortgages outstanding or filed in a recorder's office. They buy this information and they start the solicitation process. So in reality, they're not even what I would call good old-fashioned solid mortgage banking or lenders of any kind. They're just predators that scam, you know, the marketplace, looking for people that they can take advantage of, and it's just a practice. You know, I've been practicing in this industry for 46 years, and I can tell you that this bothers me more than anything else of anything I've ever seen over that period of time. So you really hit me on a day when this is really a burr under my saddle.
Well, good. Because we hate, and I'm going to use that word, we hate, we despise, we scorn anyone who tries to take care of our veterans.
That's right.
Take advantage of our veteran community.
And you know, the thing about it is, too, guys, that there are a lot of veterans, especially our older veterans, who have over the years accumulated an awful lot of high interest rate debt, you know, credit card debt, because they paid for education, they paid for weddings, they paid for a lot of things. And then you finally find what I would call reputable companies will go out there and say, hey, look, Mr. Veteran, let's see if we can't consolidate this debt for you, give you a lower payment, and let you free you up from the entanglement of this financial structure that you've gotten yourself into to survive over the years. And then, you know, to see that there are some people out there that do the righteous thing, if you would, and do the right thing for veterans, and then you have these people come along and then take advantage of this is just deplorable.
Okay,
I mean, well, first of all, I don't know how these people sleep at night. You know, number one,
they don't have any problem.
They
have no conscience. But how do you even begin to tackle a problem like this, Joe? I mean, this has been going on for a long time.
Well, that was going to be my point.
Yeah, I mean, it's a big.
What's taken so damn long?
Right.
And quite frankly, the environment in Washington D.C. right now isn't one that's going to protect the consumer, let alone the veteran.
Sure.
Well, there's a lot of truth to that, guys. Right now, there is a Senate bill. Tillis and Warren have a bill out there that want to put some standards around the Veterans Administration's program, like a net benefit analysis and things of that nature. But you know, I don't think it goes far enough. And I think we've been trying to get the VA their program folks over there to understand that. Look, if you really want to make this unfeasible, don't allow anybody who's refinancing an existing veteran loan to charge any points.
Yeah.
So if they can't charge points, then they can't make money, and that this program will go. This problem will go away real fast. We're also trying to get the folks over at Ginnie Mae to look at this and say you can't refinance a loan out of their existing pool structure for at least 12 months. They have a 6-month moratorium on it now. We'd like to see it to be 12 months. But if the VA would just eliminating the ability for a veteran to pay points on an existing loan that they refinance, I think this problem solved itself.
But it choked the life out of them.
That's right. Yeah. Exactly.
It does. But yeah. It's like pushing a rock up the hill with your nose. I'm telling you, getting Washington to move on something that is, in my humble opinion, is so pragmatic. Well, maybe that's the problem. It's pragmatic.
Well, and you're dealing with common sense there, too, Joe.
Listen, after watching the committee hearings with Zuckerberg yesterday, I was like, I couldn't believe it.
Hey, Joe, for the people that don't know, tell us about New Day USA and what your goals are.
And tell us something about yourself,
Joe.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Well, you know, like I said, I've been in the financial services industry for 46 years. I am a veteran. I am very proud of the service of serving my country, but also very proud of the service of being in the financial industry and providing shelter for people for all these years. And, you know, when I agreed to be on the board of directors and become the original chairman or one of the chairmen of New Day USA, which is of their holding company, it was because there was a noble purpose in doing so by actually going out there and helping these veterans retool their financial structures because they were in such a terrible condition. I mean, all these veterans living hand to mouth, paying 22% interest rate on credit cards, you know, we just decided that what we were going to do was we were going to really, really focus hard on and bringing these people back to a much better financial position. And, you know, the nice thing about the veteran program is they're 100% loan-to-value, so you can go all the way up to that. There are a lot of things you can do for the veterans. But once you do something for that veteran, the thing you want to make sure you do is don't let that veteran get in trouble again.
Right.
You know, manage that, you know, help them from a financial perspective understand. And I will tell you this. And all the work that we've done over all the years that I've been around this company, and, you know, I mean, we're talking about some very substantial people on the board of directors of this company. I mean, we're talking about some big, big, big guys that make sure that the company does what it says to do. But when you get a veteran who's got nothing left at the end of the month, absolutely nothing, and you retool their financial profile, and they've got $600, $700, $800 left at the end of the month, I will tell you, these people never get in trouble again.
Yeah.
Because they have found such relief and such, you know, they can breathe again.
Right. Yeah.
And this is the help that you want to extend, not just to veterans, but to any borrower, but specifically our veteran community. These people have paid the price. They deserve to be able to sleep at night, and they deserve to have enough money you know, left at the end of the month to take their wife to a movie and dinner. I mean, that's how I feel about this.
You know, they come home from deployment, and they've got a little bit of money in their pocket, you know, and they start a family. They want to buy a house. They want to buy a vehicle. And I've seen it because I helped manage an emergency relief fund for a number of years for veterans, for our military. They're being preyed upon with the car dealers, with the mortgage companies. And, you know, you want to talk about post-traumatic stress.
Right.
Well, you're dealing with the impact of war, and then you're broke. And you got people calling you and knocking on your door. There's nothing worse. That's just going to compound any problem they might have.
Yeah, you're right. And look, nothing splits a family faster than financial issues.
Yeah, you're right.
That's right.
Yeah.
Let's face it. I mean, we're all old enough. We've all had those issues in our lifetime.
Yep.
Nothing puts more strain on a family life than financial issues. And that's why I think that every veteran out there that's looking for help needs to understand and really do the homework to figure out who they're dealing with and so forth, because there are some reputable firms out there that do a lot for the veteran like New Day USA does. And I know New Day USA has gotten headlines and so forth, which is such a bunch of BS, because it's easy in Washington to point the finger. You know, one thing about Washington I learned when I was in government there, that for every victim, you got to have a villain.
Yeah,
that's right.
You know, and that this is so easy for them to just point fingers at people.
It's
nobody's
fault.
Right.
Yeah. At the end of the day, I'm very proud of the service that we provide to veterans in that program, and our veterans are solid people who just when they get the relief, you can just see it in their in their face that, man, this is, it's like taking a load off of them. You know
what I mean?
Well, it's a great thing that they've got New Day in their corner.
Yeah. Hey, Joe, how do people find out more information about New Day?
Just go to their website, and, you know, Admiral Lynch is on TV constantly, you know, in the ads, but, you know, newdayusa.com. It's out there if they want to go talk. But really, you see the Admiral almost five times a day on TV. I mean, I think he's better known than Trump.
Well, keep kicking ass out there, Joe.
Absolutely. Hey, Joe.
We will, guys.
Hey, Joe, where are you originally from? Do I hear a little Pittsburgh?
I'm a Pittsburgh boy. Yes, sir.
Oh, yeah.
I am, yeah. Yeah.
Really?
Born and raised.
Yeah. I got one of your women. I married a girl from Pittsburgh, from Lower Borough.
Lower Borough, yeah.
That's
well,
right.
See, I grew up out east of the city in Latrobe, and I've been in the city for many, many years, you know, with my family and so forth. Yeah, I got that Pittsburghese down pretty good. I'm sure.
Let's go downtown, get some Primanti Brothers.
Get a sandwich.
Hey, thank you, Joe.
All right, guys. Anytime. My pleasure.
Yeah, we got to have you back on. Thank you. Joe Murrah from New Day USA. We'll be right back with the National Defense right after this word from Farmers Insurance. When you're dealing with life's ups and downs, it helps to know the ins and outs of insurance. Farmers Insurance has been sharing practical insurance knowledge for more than 89 years. At Farmers, we know a thing or two because we've seen a thing or two. Find an agent at farmers.com.
We are Farmers. Bum, 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 bum.
Welcome back to the National Defense. It's Randy Miller and another Morgan Stanley Money Brief here in the National Defense. Kurt Neddenrip is with us. He's the Morgan Stanley Wealth Advisor. And, you know, we've gotten a lot of comments from people that are really enjoying this kind of knowledge. Well, Kurt, you know, last week you talked about those three key life stages that most veterans will transition through. Can you kind of summarize that for us again and remind us why those are important?
Absolutely. So the three key life stages that most military members are going to transition through are their military career, and that might last anywhere from 4 to 20 plus years, their civilian career after their time in the military, that's actually likely to be more than 20 years, and their retirement, which is also with life expectancy these days, likely to be more than 20 years.
Right.
So determining which stage we're in can help us focus on what we need to do as far as our planning efforts and the issues that might have the biggest impact in that stage. And those are the things that set the conditions for reaching the goals in the next stage.
Well, and you mentioned, Kurt, that the choices we make in each stage can kind of set the conditions for reaching the goals in the next stage. Can you talk about that a little bit and maybe give some examples?
Yeah, absolutely. So let's start with the military career because, you know, most young veterans in that stage, they focus on sometimes the wrong things. And it's not necessarily our fault because we hear about it in the media, we hear about it in commercials, that we should focus on hot stock picking and trading.
Yeah.
And that can be bad advice and with some bad consequences.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, I could give you a list. Where would you recommend that the younger veterans in the first stage focus their energies then?
So I believe that young veterans should always try to maximize the resources available to them and consider focusing on five action items. And I'll talk about those here. So the first one is building an emergency fund. Might sound simple, but at least 3 to 6 months worth of expenses in a readily accessible, highly liquid vehicle such as a savings account is so important. It's amazing how many costly expenses an emergency fund can help people avoid.
Yeah, it's, you know, it sounds simple, but it's tough to do. I mean, if you are not used to doing that and saving, tough to get started.
That's right. You see that money in the savings account. It's so easy to find something that was want suddenly becomes a need.
Right,
so,
exactly.
But important to have that. The second one is starting that first investment or retirement account so that you begin the process of and lifelong habit of investing. And that might be the thrift savings plan available through your branch of service, could be a Roth IRA account through any number of investment firms, a brokerage account, et cetera. And, of course, we always recommend seeking the assistance of a qualified financial advisor that can help you determine what might be best suited for your situation.
Yeah.
You should also seek advice from a tax and legal advisor for your particular circumstances as well.
Yeah, and when you find that special person, because I know what kind of comfort level that gives you to know that you're talking to somebody that's got the knowledge you need.
That's right, because every situation is different.
Yeah.
So the key we really feel here is to get in the habit of consistent and systematic long-term investing, maximizing those resources available by using payroll deductions, military discounts, to maximize the efficiency and help reduce costs. And then the easier and more automatic you make it, the more likely you will be to stick to your plan, and right. that's the key long term.
Yeah, that's it's got to be consistent. How can people find out, especially with veterans, how can they find out more about what they need to do with Morgan Stanley?
So for more information, veterans can go to morganstanley.com/veterans for some great stories about the veterans that work at Morgan Stanley and for more information on all of the topics that we've just discussed.
When we come back next week, we can talk about some of these other stages and find out what we need to do, okay?
That sounds great. Thank you, Randy.
We'll be right back here on the National Defense.
This broadcast is for informational purposes only. The information, views, and opinions expressed on this broadcast are not necessarily those of Morgan Stanley Wealth Management or its affiliates, but are those of the presenters and their guests. The information presented is current as of the original date of this broadcast. Neither the information provided nor any opinion expressed herein constitutes a solicitation for the purchase or sale of any security. This radio program does not provide individually tailored advice. It has been prepared without regard to the individual financial circumstances and objectives of persons who receive it. The strategies discussed may not be suitable for all individuals. Morgan Stanley recommends that individuals independently evaluate particular strategies and encourages them to seek the advice of a financial advisor. The appropriateness of a particular strategy will depend on an individual's circumstances and objectives. Diversification does not assure a profit or protect loss in declining financial markets. Tax laws are complex and subject to change. Morgan Stanley, its affiliates, and Morgan Stanley Financial Advisors do not provide tax or legal advice and are not fiduciaries under ERISA, the Internal Revenue Code, or otherwise, with respect to the services or activities described herein, except as otherwise provided in writing by Morgan Stanley and or as described at www.morganstanley.com/disclosures/DOL. Individuals are encouraged to consult their tax and legal advisors, A, before establishing a retirement plan or account, and B, regarding any potential tax, ERISA, and related consequences of any investments made under such plan or account. Morgan Stanley Smith Barney, LLC, member SIPC.
Thank you so much for listening. We'll be back here next week with a brand new edition of the National Defense.